Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Hey, it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. And the Brewers started down 8-0 in the top of the third inning against the D-backs. Frankie Montas was tossed after 2 2/3. In fact, Pat Murphy alluded to the fact that he might have been tipping his pitches in today's game. Nonetheless, the Brewers had their work cut out for them after a 7-run top of the third inning for Arizona. So start chipping away. And the Brewers avoided the shutdown inning in the bottom of the third, a leadoff single for Joey Ortiz. He got to second on a ground out. Jackson Churio had an infield hit. So with men on the corners, Blake Perkins got the rally started.
1-1 pitch. That's a liner into right. It's going to get down for a base hit. Ortiz will score. Churio will stop at second. It's an RBI single for Perkins. Brewers on the board. It's 8-1 Diamondbacks.
That's Lane Grindle's call. And then the Brewers are just keep lingering around. In the fourth inning, a leadoff single from Adames, a walk to Gary, and then it was Sal.
Trend into the wacky category. Here's a liner into right center field. Pavin Smith over. It's off of his glove and rolls up against the wall. Off to the races. Go the crew. Adames around third. He will score. Sanchez stops at third. It's an RBI double for Sal Frelick. And it's an 8-2 ball game.
So with Gary now on third and Ortiz up again, you need to get one deep enough to score Gary. Well, mission accomplished.
2-1 is lifted in the air to right. This is playable for Smith. Comes in, makes the catch. Tagging is Sanchez. He's coming down the line, and he's going to get in there standing up. And the Brewers have played it another run. It's 8-3 Arizona.
And that's a big train coming down the track, so they're halfway home. Okay, it's 8-4 through four innings. The Brewers left two stranded in the fifth. Then in the sixth, the leadoff single for Frelick. Joey Ortiz reached on a fielder's choice, beating out a double play ball, and got to second on a throwing error of a pickoff attempt from reliever Diaz. So, top of the order, Jackson Churio making his mark.
Line drive left field, base hit. Ortiz will be sent home, and now a late stop sign. He's running through it. He's safe anyway. Joey Ortiz scores on the base hit by Jackson Churio. Jason Lane sent him and then said, no, hold up. And Ortiz ran right through it.
And meanwhile, during all of this, the Brewers bullpen was keeping the Diamondbacks off the board and still just lingering. But then things switched to loitering in the seventh. Leadoff single for Garrett Mitchell, who came off the bench in this game. Then it was Reese Hoskins.
3-1 is a drive out to center. McCarthy back. At the track, he reaches up. It is off of his glove and then off the wall. Mitchell around 30 will score. It's an RBI double for Hoskins. And the fans are alive at American Family Field. It's 8-5 Diamondbacks.
Two pitches later, keep the parting going with Willie.
0-1 is a drive out towards right center. Back goes Smith. It's over his head and bounces off the track and into the Diamondbacks bullpen. It is a double for Adames, and it's an 8-6 ball game.
But then some adversity hit the Brewers. Adames was thrown out at the plate, freely grounded into a double play, and then in the eighth inning, a run comes across for the Diamondbacks against Jared Koenig. So it's 9-6 heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the first two outs were dismantled pretty quickly by Joe Mantiply, but a two-out walk by Jackson Churio was just enough to start a rally. Then a two-strike single by Blake Perkins. Runners on first and second. A 3-2 pitch to Garrett Mitchell.
Mantiply ready again. Here's the pitch. Line drive under the glove of Suarez. Churio scores. Perkins to third. They're still breathing in Milwaukee.
That put the tying run aboard. 9-7. Reese Hoskins, the next batter. They bring in the righty, Justin Martinez, flame-throwing reliever. A heck of a battle that worked to full.
3-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit right center. Perkins is in. Mitchell's in. We are tied.
Then Adames would double to move runners to second and third. Still all of this with two outs. Jake Bowers comes off the bench. He was the hero on Wednesday night. He's the hero on Sunday.
2-2. The pitch. Chopper on the infield. Bowers is going to beat it out. The Brewers have the lead. Right place, right time, right spot.
And now on this Sunday, the Brewers definitely were going to give the ball to Devin Williams with a man on second and two outs.
One ball, two strikes and two outs on Jose Herrera. At the letters, Williams kicks and throws. Struck him out with a changeup. This game is over. One for the ages for the Milwaukee Brewers.
The one run shy of the largest comeback in Brewers franchise history. 10-9, the final. Jeff Levering's call there. The Brewers salvage the finale.